Vulcan kept his voice level, neutral. Are you trying to goad me, Kurz? Do you want this to escalate?
That sounded like a threat.
Kurz smiled thinly.
Was it a threat, brother? Am I a rough blade to be tempered at your righteous anvil? Do you think yourself my better and my teacher, then?
Vulcan ignored him, instead gesturing to the inferno that had been Kartan City.
Look what your deeds have wrought.
Ha! What my deeds have wrought! Vulcan, you sound like a poet, and a poor one at that.
Kurz grew serious.
I've broken this world for you, brother. By culling the city you're now putting to the torch, I've spared us a wealth of blood. What do you think this world's rebels will do when they see and hear what we've done to one of their major cities?
Defying Vulcan's palpable anger, Kurz took a step closer with every emphasized word.
They will cower and shrink and weep.
When the two were face to face, he snarled the last part through a barricade of teeth.
Begging for mercy.
He stepped back, opening his arms.
And you can give it to them. That is my gift.
Vulcan shook his head.
Terror is your gift. They were women and children, Kurz. Innocents.
Kurz sneered bitterly.
No one is innocent.
You came from the gutters, brother. But our father has raised you up. Stop acting like the murderous swine you inherited on Nostramo.
Raised me up, did he? Brought me up from the darkness and into the light. We are killers, Vulcan. All of us. Don't try and convince me we are noble men, for we are not. My eyes have just opened before yours, that's all.
Kurz turned and walked away, back down the ridge.
Fear, Vulcan,
he called, disappearing into the shadows.
That's the only thing they understand. You need to learn that.
Vulcan did not reply. His body was trembling. Looking down, he saw his forge hammer gripped in both hands. He hadn't even realized he'd picked it up. He gasped, exhaling to relieve the tension, and fought his body. When he was calm again, he turned towards the inferno. The flames were rising now, touching the sky with tendrils of coiling black smoke. It reminded him of Ibsen and the jungles they had set ablaze there. How many more worlds must burn before this is over? He stood in silence, just watching, and stayed like that for several minutes until a quiet voice from behind the Primarch disturbed his reverie. Lord Vulcan? It was the Remembrancer, Seraph. Your equerry said you'd be up here.
Did he also tell you I did not wish to be disturbed?
Seraph bowed her head slightly. He was too preoccupied to stop me. Vulcan turned his back on her.
I'm not in the mood for further questions now.
Sincere apologies, my lord. I had hoped to continue our... Vulcan's head snapped around savagely.
I said not now!
She shrank back, eyes alive with fear. Kurz's last words came back to him, almost mocking, but Vulcan was powerless. He glared, eyes burning hot with fury. This was the monster. This was the image he was trying so hard to conceal from the Remembrancers. His heart pulsed, and his chest heaved up and down like a giant bellows. Kurz was right. He was a killer. That was the purpose for which he had been bred. His anger at what his brother had done, the memory of those bodies, the children... It was overwhelming, so consuming, Vulcan hissed his next command and filled the air with the smell of ash and cinder.
Leave me alone!
Seraph fled down the ridge. Vulcan didn't bother to watch her go. Instead, he watched the burning ruins of Kartan.
It will all end in fire,
he said, a heavy melancholy settling upon him. When the galaxy burns, and all of us will light the torch.